Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
All right, welcome back. It is the Chris Russell Show right here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. The Rooster in Madrid. So you got the youngest in charge for the rest of the week as we'll take you up from 1 to 4. Right now we go out to the guest hotline. For the first time this show is where we find our pal Scott Jackson, the co-host of the Believe in Commanders podcast with former Redskins wide receiver Anthony Armstrong. You can also check him out afternoons 3 to 7. On ESPN Radio 94.1 out in the 757. What's going on, Jack? How are you, brother?
We are good, man, despite this crappy football season. Life's good.
I'm about to say, man, we'll get right into it. We got some big-time news earlier in the week. I'm sure you've talked about it a bunch on your show. Your reaction to Dan Quinn taking the play-calling duties away from Joe Witt Jr., do you think this is him succumbing to public pressure? Or do you expect there to be some sort of change here?
Well, I think it is an interesting timing thing because you just played a team where the head coach, after the game, was asked why he took over the offensive coordinator position, and he said, I just felt like we needed a change, right? And it worked out great for him. Now, I don't think the Commanders are going to play defense like the Lions played offense. Don't get me wrong. But, yeah, I think, you know, if nothing else, we just maybe need to show the public that there's bigger problems than
right.
Calling the defense, at this point. And, you know, he didn't fire Joe Witt, which I think is important, to note here as well. Like, you and I have had these discussions. I don't know if we've had them on the air or not. I don't think they did a whole lot for this defense in the offseason.
No.
And setting him up for a great year. You had to have a lot of things go right, including health, which has not gone right. And, you know, the hopes that Marshawn Lattimore was going to turn the clock back into the guy who was in New Orleans, which never happened. Before his injury, but obviously we see even without him, there's still a bad secondary.
Right.
And you never know what we never got enough run up to see if Will Harris was the upgrade over Jeremy Chinn. Dante Fowler drove me crazy on run defense last year, but he did get after the quarterback.
Yeah.
They didn't replace him per se. You know, Dedrick Wise did a lot of stopgap stuff, and it worked for them the year before. I get it. You know, 1 year's were great last year, not so much this year. Playing better quarterbacks, better teams. All these things have just snowballed on them. And, oh, yeah, the offense is not special like they were a year ago, and they're not playing with leads. So all this is just crumpled. I mean, all the worst possible scenarios that seem to happen for this team, and the Dorrance Armstrong injury is a huge part of it, too.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm actually glad you brought up the Dorrance Armstrong injury because we've been going to talk about it here throughout the program, which injuries were most significant to this football team. The Dorrance thing to me is interesting, Scott, because even though he was on pace for something like 15, 16 sacks, his down-in, down-out impact just was not there. And I'm not trying to poo-poo on Dorrance Armstrong at all. I know he is a fine player. I think he is definitely a starting caliber defensive end in this league, but he's not the game wrecker that I feel like that they needed up front. When you take a look at like the biggest needs for this group, heading into the offseason, does the front four come to the top of that list for you?
100%. And I tell you what really concerns me, and I don't know if it's injury-related or what, but the lack of production and really the lack of time on the field from Johnny Newton is terrifying to me. I mean, you told me you could get rid of John Allen because of the money, and you're going to get better production from a younger player. We're just not seeing it. Yeah, he's been available, but he hasn't been playing a ton of snaps. Obviously, Deron Payne had some good moments. Last weekend wasn't one of them, whether he got hit before the play or not. So you got that going on. But, yeah, I mean, I still would have said they didn't do enough at the defensive end position, even with Armstrong playing the entire season. Look, why was Dan Quinn's defense so special in Dallas?
Right.
I think we all understand that. It's Micah Parsons. Why was Deron Bland picking off people, taking it to the house? Same with Diggs, right? And then they take that piece off the field this year in Dallas, and you see how terrible that defense
right.
is. Like, and it's not taking anything away from DQ's ability to coordinate defense, but, you know, what makes special defenses? Special players, Legion of Boom, Cam right. Chancellor, Richard Sherman, Bennett up front. I mean, Wagner in the middle of Young Wags. I mean, like, these are the things that make defenses special. You know, as much as we like to act like these coaches are dummies every time their team gets, you know, dump truck. You got to have players. You got to have players. And I don't know, you know, I don't know what the philosophy was this offseason. You know, we're still trying to figure out where is Adam Peters cut from? The San Francisco cloth, where they seem to pay everybody and keep everybody long term and maybe overextend themselves? Or is it more the guy who grew up in the league under Bill Belichick, where it was take it or leave it kind of deals, which is what the Commanders appeared to do this offseason to a lot of players, but without the Bill Belichick results and the Patriot results ahead of time, you know, just off of 1 year. Look, I like the trade still for Tunsil. I wouldn't take that back. I wouldn't take back the Debo trade either. I don't think that was bad. Now, the Lattimore one looks bad, certainly.
Yeah.
That's going to happen. You know, even the great Howie Roseman screws up from time to time. But they really need to have a huge draft this year and offseason, you know, and they don't have a lot of numbers and picks right now, as you know. So they're going to have to figure out a way to help, you know, get more draft capital before we actually draft, you know, in April. But, yeah, I mean, for the time being, you know, they're just got the grin and bear it. They're going to have to seriously evaluate some of these young guys. And maybe at some point, Linnell, they'll actually have close to resembling what they dreamed of having at the beginning of the season, at least for one or two games, so we can all see if they actually even had a good plan. Like, seriously, like, I'd just like to see it, if this was even a sound plan, if you have all these people, or as many as you can, healthy, all together at once.
Segues this perfectly, man, because I know a lot was made of Terry McLaurin making the trip to Madrid, and Mama Jackson came out last week and said, yesterday, rather, on X, and was like, well, Terry's been around, just hasn't been in the public eye. When you look at the decisions that they're going to have to make here down the stretch, I've been fighting people on this early ever since Jaden got hurt a couple weekends ago. There's just no scenario, Scott, in which I'm willing to shut him down for the season. He's a second-year quarterback. We're worried about his ability to protect himself. How do you learn how to protect yourself instead of going, you know, without going out there and playing in real games and getting real reps? Their plan at the end of the season is going to be fascinating to me. Which way would you be leaning in terms of shutting the quarterback down or not?
Well, let me just say this. I got two sons, both in their 20s. I've never been so proud of a young person as I am of you right now for thinking this way, which is exactly like I think. This is not Patrick Mahomes after multiple Super Bowls.
Right.
Hell, this isn't Lamar Jackson after multiple MVPs. You're going to tell me you're going to shut a guy down who did not come out looking good to start the season, and not let him play a meaningful game until week one of next year, because we know they'd patty-cake the preseason anyway, and expect better results? Get out of here. He needs to learn how to play football healthy and protect himself, and the only way to play football, learn to protect yourself, is actually play football and protect yourself. So, yeah, I'm not in the bubble wrap society of our fan base that thinks, like, we can only play people when everything's perfect.
Yeah.
Wasn't perfect last year. There's a better line this year, frankly.
Right.
There's a lot of parts of the team that are better, but the quarterback struggled early. Was that in part because they didn't get a lot of time on the field with Terry and these other guys? Sure, you can talk me to that. It's also the league had a year to look at him. You know, there were some adjustments that needed to be made on his part, but he's got to play through that stuff. He's a competitor. I trust him. I'm not comparing him to ghosts of quarterbacks past here or anything like that. I hate that. I wish that guy would just go away forever and delete all of his accounts. But anyway,
look, Jack, we're not even giving him the name recognition here, but you all know who we're talking about.
I'm not giving him the name recognition. Again, I was in that park when he was trotting around pulling his crap and, you know, whatever. Anyway, so I would just say this. You got to play him. I think he wants to play if he can. Does that mean if his elbow is bad, he plays? No. But when he's healthy, get him on the field as much as you can have around him and just let him develop. I mean, he's got to get better. Nobody's got it solved. Everybody's like, hey, let's redraft 2023 now and all this nonsense. And Drake May is the guy. He's the finished product. No, he's not. He's going to go through some crap here soon, too. Right. You know, it
happens to
all
everybody.
Of them have gone through it, right? Like, you're going to go through it. The better ones level out and can work through it and be consistent. So the only way to do that is to allow him to play football, even if it's meaningful. It doesn't – and correct me if I'm wrong, Linnell, these contracts don't say you only play in games that have, you know, like playoff implications. You have to play all the games that you're available for in order to be considered a great player. So that's what he has to do. Some years just suck, and this is one of them, man. This year sucks. Yeah. I hope there's not more like this ahead. But the only way to find out is again, get everybody, as many of the healthy people back and evaluate, like, where the shortcomings are in this thing. Because, you know, sadly, like, if you look at it right now, you could go dang near every position and say they need help there. And that's obviously not realistic to fix in one off season. So, but I think it's not, you know, it's not quite that dire. But, again, it looks that way because we just don't see people on the field together consistently right now.
Joe, right now, by our guy Scott Jackson, host of the Scott Jackson Show on 94.1 Priority Auto Sports Radio out in the 757. You can check him out weekdays 3 to 7. Scott, I want to ask you, we were kind of texting about this a couple of days ago, just taking a 1,000-foot view at this organization right now. When you take a look at, like, the blue-chip prospects that they have on this roster, there aren't many, and then you go look at the young talent that they seemingly do not have yet to this point. How far away do you think this organization is from being a perennial playoff contender?
Yeah, so like a Philadelphia type of situation, right? Like,
cream of the crop.
Right. Even though Philly's going through some crap right now, I think we all understand they're going to be in the playoffs. And even, I get what you're saying. Even the Lions, yeah, they haven't won a Super Bowl, but, you know, they're in the mix and what have you. Yeah, I think that's a couple good off seasons away. So, I think – maybe, and I don't know if – I don't want to say they went all in this offseason. That's thrown around a lot. I mean, they made two moves where they traded for people. That's not all in, okay? I mean, that's not all in.
They didn't spend any money.
Right, and they didn't spend the money. You know, I mean, New England spent more money than anybody, right?
Right.
And obviously it looks like they got some of it right. But they're also playing a last-place schedule, which is helpful. You know, they came off a big win. I mean, the Commanders went through the same thing last year. Yeah, they had some big wins. They also beat some bad quarterbacks, but they had more bad than good wins, probably, you know, in terms of, like, the talent that they were facing.
Right.
So I think, you know, look, even if you jump back in it next year, you can't feel like you got it solved. You got to keep building. It takes time to really build up that type of young talent. And I think it's tough sometimes to, you know, evaluate some of these guys who aren't playing. You know, they're playing with guys jumping off the practice squad and their units and what have you. And does that mean that they're the problem or is it the players? And then, you know, it gets kind of convoluted. But I do think it is realistically a couple off seasons, a couple drafts. I think you understand, especially with all the 1-year deals they have.
Right.
That's going to be a lot of empty roster spots again. And are we going to continue to play this, you know, this cut and paste thing where, hey, let's grab this 30-year-old or this 31-year-old and throw him in there for a year and see how it goes and not keep guys? And again, it's hard to say if they blew it with these negotiations or what have you without knowing a lot about them.
Right.
I will say this. In years past, like if you go back to the Shanahan era, Gruden, you want to go Zorn, you want to go really far back, and, you know, some Rivera towards the end, there was anytime you'd have a year like this, there would be a lot of side stories of like, oh, God, this or that. I mean, at least the organization's in a place where they're kind of, in a sense, outside of the fans, of course, stucking in peace. Outside of the fans freaking out on the X and everything and on the post-game shows with us. And they're sucking in peace, in a sense, where, like, you guys have
Von Miller. That's a hell of a term, by the way.
Sucking in peace, right. Like, teams, that can happen. Like, that can, yeah. Teams can have bad years, you know, hear about them. We used to argue with Mike Shanahan about this all the time because they were constantly having these weird stories come out when he was here. And he would always argue, no, this happens to all bad teams. Then we'd give him like five examples of where nobody cares that they're losing, and he would be surprised. But of course, when you're the guy leaking the stories, as he was.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, my point is, Von Miller comes on, and I don't know Von Miller's post-game rep prior to here, but my God, could you ask for a better guy to be in the trenches?
Man.
He's not like trying to throw anybody under the bus, right. You know. And again, that might make fans feel good, but it really, in high-functioning businesses, that doesn't help anybody. And it's not to say, hey, who's accountable? You know, you get that text, that tweet every week, who's going to be accountable? Like, you know, like everybody's crying about it. You know, like, hey, you know what? At the end of the year, you'll find out who's accountable because they'll move on from people and they'll do that. But mid-year, this isn't the NBA or the NHL or Major League Baseball where you just throw a manager out or a coach out and make some big splashy trade and it fixes the whole season. And that doesn't always happen in those leagues either. clearly. Right. But football is a lot more challenging. And again, the level of injuries, it's almost comical now when you see Amos, you know, it's terrible for him. And then, you know, Treylon Burks, I mean, I was actually really encouraged by this kid because he, you know, I liked him a little bit in college. And then I was like, I don't know what happened to him in Tennessee. And then you're like, good, buy a guy on low, get something out of him. And then, poor guy, you know, broken fingers. It's like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, it seems like an organization that was in the good graces of the football gods last year did something wrong. Maybe it's right. The way they handled the contract negotiation with Terry. They're getting some bad juju.
I don't know. You know, again, I'm hard. Look, it would have been great if it would have been wrapped up earlier. But oddly enough, in the end, he signed the deal that everybody thought was really market value for him, not what they were chirping about him and his agent in the early going. So, if they were being unreasonable, what are you supposed to do? You can't make somebody you know, be reasonable, you know, unless they want to be. And then, you know, the other part of it, remember, that's also the agent who represented Jeremy Chinn.
I wonder if something went wrong in those negotiations that led to this getting sour.
Yeah. I mean, I think there was a feeling that he was coming back until he wasn't. So I just say, you know, that's put a pin in that one. That might eventually come to light. But anyway, all that being said, you know, it's the business of football, and yeah, it did. Look, whether you are Team Terry or Team Adam or whatever, Team Commanders, that got the whole thing off on the wrong foot. I mean, there's no denying it. All the terrible fears of what could happen to a 30-plus-year-old receiver happened, got hurt, you know, and then was, you know, waited too late to get into camp, all these things. Whoever's right or wrong, really irrelevant now. We just know it has really helped put this all on the wrong foot, and then a lot of other things happened, too, and what I hate the most, and I know you get this, is there's a lot of our fans that they don't like Terry anymore.
Which is the craziest thing ever. Yeah.
Which is wild to me because, look, you all work in, maybe unless you're self-employed, we all have bosses and business things that you deal with. And sometimes, you know, you gotta step up for yourself and whatever and try to get the best possible deal for you. And, you know, maybe the agent gave him some wrong advice. I don't know. Anyway, all that being said, it was never a good start to the season from that standpoint, and even the off season, it hung over a team that should be excited about the year. And then all that being said, behind the scenes, you and I talked about this in the off season. Did they really do enough to address the defensive shortcomings? And I think the answer is clearly a hell no as we watch them play this year.
I'll let you go on this, man. Appreciate you. You've been awesome. Do you think Dan Quinn taking over the play calling, does it put any pressure on him here in the final 7 weeks of the season, Scott?
Yeah, I think it does a little bit. I don't think to the point where, oh, yeah, they're going to blow him out at the end of the year. I don't think you do that. But
bought himself enough good time last year is what I would say,
100%, 100%. Yeah. I do think, though, in a sense, it also will shed to light, again, going back to our original point, did they get them enough help on defense? And was this more of a, hey, the front office, you know, puts you short, and whoever is in that decision making, and maybe Dan Quinn's a big part of that with Adam. I don't know, and I don't know how their dynamic really works on the free agent front, and why guys didn't come here, why they were just cutting and pasting with 1 year deals again instead of maybe trying to look for something a little bit bigger and longer. So I think it will be telling in some degrees that way.
For sure.
Now, all that being said, if he's, you know, coaching 11 practice squad guys by the time we get to week 17, then no, it doesn't mean anything at all. You know,
not at all.
It's good and flexible. The injury rate is going that direction. You know?
About to say, look, I just finished eating a chicken pot pie from KFC. Yeah. I made it a layoff for those, man. I may get the call by week 17.
You might, baby.
To go rush the quarterback. Scott Jackson, ladies and gentlemen, appreciate you giving us some time, Jack.
Always good to talk to you, Linnell. Thanks, buddy.
All right, love catching up with our guy, Scott Jackson. You can check him out weekdays 3 to 7 on 94.1 down in the 757. Excuse me. Take a quick timeout. When we come back, you all have been waiting for it. The most highly anticipated power ranking segment in all of Sports Talk Radio. It is time for a fresh installment of Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six teams in the NFL next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Always love catching up with my guy, Scott Jackson. One of the best talking all things burgundy and gold. Lynnell Willingham with you for about another half hour. The DOC, Rick Doc Walker, coming up next for the Burgundy and Gold today. Back with you tomorrow right here in the saddle. AMAC will be back with us as well. But we got some... we got some housekeeping to do, man, because we're at a very delicate time in the 2025 NFL season. We are. We're at a very delicate time in this year where we're separating, and I heard Kevin and Max doing this earlier, where we're trying to separate the contenders from the pretenders. We're trying to tell you what it is and what it ain't when it comes to the National Football League. And for me, when I look at that, well, how do I do that? How do I get the people what they want? We'll bring you another installment of the most highly anticipated power ranking segment in all of sports talk radio. It is time for Nell Super Six Pack. Oh, yes, indeedy. The most highly anticipated power ranking segment is back. And let's get into it. You know how I start. It's a Super Six Pack filled with nine teams. That's how I get down. It's a Super Six Pack, but it's filled with nine teams. Let's get right to it. Nell's Super Six Pack, top six teams in the NFL. We'll start with the teams that are almost but not good enough to make the list. The Tampa Bay Bucs kick off that list. Look, 6-3, battered by injury. Bucky Irvin back on the practice field this week, so that should help them out. Chris Godwin and Mike Evans should be back soon as well. I think it's going to be a crapshoot in the NFC. I really do. I know Philly is the team that I come on here all the time and consider the cream of the crop. But there are teams like Tampa that are going to fight and scratch and claw. Green Bay, right? The Rams. It's loaded in the NFC. The Tampa Bay Bucs, though, to me, the injury situation, too much for them to overcome right now to be on this list. The other almost but not good enough team, the Denver Broncos, man. They have the best record of the teams not on the Super Six Pack. They're 8-2. Doesn't feel like it. But they're 8-2 after a 10-7 win over the Raiders to kick off week number 10 on Thursday Night Football. Their defense is legit. Their offense, not as much. A lot of Bronco fans, I know, calling for Jarrett Stidham over Bo Nix here in year number two. Fascinated to see how that season finishes out for the Broncos. They've got a big-time showdown coming up this week. If I'm not mistaken, they take on, yep, the Kansas City Chiefs. Right now they have a two-game lead on KC in the division. We'll see if Kansas City can eat into that lead this Sunday. Final team and almost but not good enough, the Bills. I don't need to spend too much time on them. Their defense is just yucky.
That's the big reason they're not on this list. That's it. They can score with the best of them. I know people are looking at their offense and going, they had some hiccups last week against Miami. They got to figure out who they are right now. Delicate point in the season for the Buffalo Bills. If I'm not mistaken, I think Buffalo, are the Bills on the bye this week? No, they're not. Wow. Massive showdown with Tampa Bay. So that should be a good one. Two teams that are on this list vying for their credibility as a contender in this league. That wraps up almost but not good enough. Bucks, Broncos, Bills. Let's get into it. Top six teams in the NFL. Starting at number six, the Kansas City Chiefs. I know what happened when we saw them take on the Bills. I know what happened. I was there. Not literally, but I watched, just like you all did. I'm not worried at all. They're coming off the bye. They're going to give that Denver defense everything they can handle. Not too worried about the Chiefs because they have Patrick Mahomes. Number five, Nell Super Six-Pack, top six teams in the NFL, the Seattle Seahawks. I mean, they're as legit as they come. Love their offense, love their defense. A bunch of good young pass rushers. Their big question is going to be, can they get the efficiency going in the run game? They traded for Raheed Shaheed from New Orleans at the deadline. That'll be somebody to take some pressure off of Jackson Smith and Jigba. But their big question is, can they get the rushing game going? We'll see if they can. The Indianapolis Colts coming at number four. Sauce Gardner coming over was excellent in his debut. Big time win for them across the pond. Doing it in dramatic fashion. Jonathan Taylor continues to impress. I love everything I've seen from the Indianapolis Colts. If I had a question mark with them, it would be, is the other shoe going to drop for Daniel Jones? That's my only question. Number three, the New England Patriots, man. It was tough for me not to put them higher on this list, but they come in at number three. It feels like the early 2000s, the way that the Colts and the Patriots are dominating right now. Drake May is playing as good a football as anybody in the NFL. He wouldn't be my MVP, though. That guy resides on the next team in the Super Six-Pack, the LA Rams. Matt Stafford would be my MVP right now if the season ended. The Rams are no joke. They put belt to ass of the 49ers over the weekend. Matt Stafford, aging like fine wine, man. Love what they're doing. They got the pass rushers on defense. They're second in the NFL in sacks behind the Broncos. I think they're legit number one. Not much explanation needed. It is the Philadelphia Eagles. Not sexy, not flashy, not cute, but they just get it done. Nell Super Six Pack, six through one. Number six, Kansas City. Number five, Seattle. Number four, the Indianapolis Colts. Number three, the Patriots. Number two, the Rams. Number one, the Eagles. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, talk a little bit of round ball. The Washington Wizards in action tonight in Houston against the Rockets. I'll tell you why one Wizard is making all the losing worthwhile. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Got a little Wizards basketball coming up tonight. I believe it's right here on the Team 980, if I'm not mistaken. If it's not here, you can catch them on The Fan. But it's been a very interesting start to the year for the Washington Wizards. I know our pal Chris Russell is not too fond of, you know, the lack of, you know, competitive spirit that the Wizards have shown in some of these games. Wizards basketball is, in fact, on 106.7 The Fan tonight. So make sure you head over there when it's time to do so. The fellas in Houston taking on the Rockets. They're 1-9. 1-9. Record's not very good. Don't care about the record. 1-10, excuse me. Record's not very good. I don't care about the record. I don't. I care about the individual strides that we have seen some guys make. Most importantly, Alex Saar, last year's number two overall pick, through 11 games, 18.5 points per contest, 8.4 rebounds, nearly 4 assists on 52% shooting. He has been awesome to start this year. He simply has been. His field goal percentage last year, he shot 39% from the field. He's shooting 52% from the field through 11 games. And he is anchored this Wizards defense. He's got the longest streak in franchise history of games with two or more blocks. The youngest guy to have two or more blocks in 8 consecutive games is Alex Saar. He's been absolutely awesome for Washington. And for me, I know people are going to look at the scores of these games and go, man, are they competing? How are they getting better here? I got a couple of numbers here for you. Here are our pals at Stat Defender. The Wizards are 4th in the NBA in terms of teams that have given up the fewest points per possession in isolation situations, meaning their on-ball defense continues to improve. Then I got some other numbers for you via our friends at Stat Defender. The Wizards' field goal percentage allowed at the rim is within the top 5 of the NBA. Top 5 people in the NBA through 11 games. Why? Because Alex Saar is protecting the rim at a super high level right now. Some folks would argue, when you look deep at the numbers, if they were winning more games, which they're not, obviously, Alex Saar is damn near playing at an all-star caliber level on both ends of the floor. And I know Keyshawn George started this year off on a heater, and that's the guy that everybody was enamored with. But make no mistake about it, Alex Saar, clearly to me, is the young Wizard that has the most upside right now in this organization. The way that he is playing, it seems like, and this is only 11 games in the year too, he is playing like a dude that is going to be a perennial all-star. He just is. And I'm super excited, super encouraged about his development, not only on the defensive end, but on the offensive end as well. His shot diet was a big topic of conversation. Did not shoot the ball well at the rim last year. Did not have enough attempts, quite frankly, at the rim for a guy who stands at 7 feet tall. This year, the pressure that he is putting on the rim, I mean, it just looks night and day, man. He is, from a confidence standpoint, totally different. Looks like he belongs. Looks like he believes in himself. And I think down the stretch here and moving into the month of December and into the new year, that is the Wizard that I'm most excited about, talking about Alex Saar. Remember the Evan Mobley comps that we were getting for him last year? And people were like, huh? Look at him play. It's no way it's Evan Mobley. Can you see it now? Can you see it now? Another stat for you all that is kind of indicative of the improvement that the Wizards are making on defense. They're 5th in the NBA in terms of most charges drawn per game. They're sacrificing on that end of the floor. You want to talk about culture. Will Dawkins and company have, you know, sang this tune ever since they got to town, right? They want to start and finish on the defensive end. That's what they want to hang their hat on. And I just gave you a couple of numbers that really tell the story about how good they are in terms of their defense here this year. Alex Sarr, second in the NBA in blocks behind Victor Wembanyama. That should tell you something. And the thing that I love about Alex Sarr, and we saw it on full display the other night against the Pistons, it's the rim protection that he provides you. And then when he gets switched out onto guards, he's got the lateral quickness and the length at 7 feet tall to really, really, really make life difficult. Every time he was switched onto Cade Cunningham the other night, it felt like he forced Cade into a super difficult shot. And I think the Wizards team defense as a whole, man, is getting better. Bilal Coulibaly expected to miss his eighth game of the season tonight. And what I get excited about is the 3-4-5 combo of Bilal, Keyshawn George, and then Alex Sarr, all the switchability that you have in that lineup. When you're talking about things that NBA execs covet, I think switchability, position flex, and I'll probably sound like Ron Rivera saying that, but the versatility that they have on the defensive end, I know it's not helping them out right now, right? They've got one of the worst point differentials in basketball. They have not been competitive in a lot of these games. But if you're watching them from start to finish, and if you're a sicko like I am, it feels like they choose one quarter per game to just totally stink it up. Normally, that is the third quarter for this group. If you watch this group in the first half, they can compete with anyone. Not saying that they're a good team. Not saying that they're going to sniff the play-in. Not saying anything like that. But I know there are fans out there that just look at the end score and go, damn, the Wizards lost again. It's so much deeper than that for me. The individual growth of guys like Sarr and Keyshawn George and the rookie Trey Johnson, like that stuff is what matters to me. Bub Carrington's development and his ability to keep getting better defensively, and I know he fell asleep defensively the other night, but if you watch the on-ball defense from Bub Carrington, definitely has been a bright spot for this group. It just has been, man. And I'm at a point right now with the Wiz where it's just like, dude, we know we're supposed to suck this year. Next year, you land you A.J. DeBonsta, you land you a Darren Peterson, you land you a Cam Boozer. This will be the last year that the Wizards are not fighting for a playoff spot. I wear that on my chest when I say that. And I know Chris Russell will probably think, well, where do you get that from? What are you talking about? This is their final year, in my opinion. Not fighting for a playoff spot.
Solid Chris Russell impression, by the way.
Well, I listen to him quite often. It's just where we're at right now in this thing. They're really, really close to turning the corner. And I got some more numbers for you here, specifically on Alex Sarr. Alex Sarr right now, right? Third in the NBA in terms of screen assist. And you're talking about, well, Linnell, show me signs of growth. Show me why the rebuild works. You brought in one of the best screen setters in NBA history last year in Jonas Valanciunas. And now this year, all of a sudden, year two of Alex Sarr, he's one of the best screen setters in the NBA right now. They are scoring when he screens. As a team, Washington's second in the NBA in screen assists per game. You want to talk about the most points per possession on post-ups this year. Jonas Valanciunas one, Nikola Jokic two, Alex Sarr third. The numbers jump off of the page. Watching him play, you should be able to see it. You should be able to see it just watching him. Keyshawn George right now, shooting the three-point ball at a top five level in the NBA. It's a guy that shot under 30% from three last year. So if we're talking about individual growth, development, so on and so forth, this is what it's about. This is what it's about if you're the Washington Wizards. And I know it's not sexy. I know, you know, people are going to make fun of you. You might not get a lot of airtime from some folks. But, man, I see you, DC family. I see the difference in this unit on both ends of the floor. They're sharing it offensively. They're shooting it better. And then defensively, there's just a level of give a damn that they have right now that, I'll be honest, they didn't really have it a bunch at times last year. Didn't look like it, at least. The big question for this group, and it's ironic coming off of CJ McCollum's best game of the season, The big question is for this group, in February, when it's time to move on from Chris Middleton, when it's time to move on from maybe Justin Champagne, when it's time to move on from CJ McCollum, what will you get back in return? That is my big question. What will you net in return? So if you can get some first-round picks, get some more bites at the apple, I think everything will be fine. I think everything will be just okay. The big question, one of the other big questions, rather, here as we move into the month of December, month of January, I want to see Bub Carrington turn a corner. I know Wizards Twitter has been super critical of him for good reason. I think it's a little bit harsh and overreactionary. And if I'm saying it, you know it must be. This kid lost his father 8 months ago. So to act as if his sophomore season is supposed to get off to a bang and he's got nothing on his mind, I think you're kind of doing yourself a disservice here. I don't have any long-term concerns about Bub Carrington. I believe in Bub Carrington, the young man. I believe in Bub Carrington, the person, the player. He'll figure it out. He's not shooting the ball particularly well right now. I get that. But I have no doubt in my mind that at some point he will be able to figure it out. And if he can't, trade him. Point blank. One final segment left to go. We'll put a bow on this show coming up on the other side of the break next here on the Team 980. One final segment here on this Wednesday edition of the Chris Russell Show. Lynnell Willingham sitting in for Chris Russell, who is in Barcelona right now, will make his way to Madrid at some point. And then he'll be back with you on Tuesday. So it's me and you the rest of the week. Actually, tomorrow, a little bit of a shakeup. It'll be the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, sitting in tomorrow for Chris Russell as I'm back in the saddle on the Burgundy and Gold today. And it's almost like, were your ears burning? It's almost like we spoke up. It's almost like we spoke up, Doc, here. Doc, you're getting ready to join us or come on here and do the, what do you call it? The varsity edition of the program?
Yes, that's exactly not only what I call it, but most of the DMV and people around the country acknowledge that we have a difference in age.
Well,
yeah.
What did you think? I know you were, you told me you were listening earlier this afternoon.
I'm a regular listener.
I know you are.
I mean, look.
I wanted to get your thoughts on what we started.
Dallas, all of, this is the most eclectic show with the Russell Rooster because it's the only show we have that doesn't cater to the home team.
Mm-hmm.
So it's unique. It really expresses the thoughts of the East, the conference.
You know?
Yeah, the Russell Show is so nobody other show has that.
So to be able to sit in for him is obviously a high duty. So we talked about this in our thing that we do, but I want to get your thoughts here. Deron Payne's suspension not lifted because it shouldn't have been, had no business hitting the guy.
Right.
Is what happened on Sunday with Payne and Kinlaw, is that two isolated incidents, or do you think it's a reflection of the current program?
It's a reflection of the fact that they don't fear anybody in their program.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no different. It's like children that talk at school, they don't usually get their behind toe up at home. So it's all, you know, and I feel bad because of all the tough talk that comes out through the media on the defensive side of the ball from its coaches. But yet, they have an undisciplined group of players, and it's selfish. And most of the things you mentioned were on point because it's a team sport. And the most violent time I need to have you is during the play, not after the play or before the play.
Yeah. Point blank. And it's at a point right now with me, you've played at every level there is to play, literally. You've played Little League, you've played high school, you've played college, you've played in the NFL. Have you even thought about touching an official? I don't even think the thought would go through. That's the one that I can't. I have zero cut cards for it. Zero.
Well, you know, zero. To me, officials are like police.
I mean, what the hell are you thinking?
It's not even. You don't even. What? That's like being a rule. That's a real confidence that you have to have, or you're just tired of playing.
Point blank.
Yeah.
Was that him trying to get kicked out? And then this is the funny thing to me. I found out from Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio and company, they do their bit. They got to talk to some officials, and reportedly got to talk to someone on that staff, on that officiating crew. They felt bad for us. That they already ejected Payne. They didn't want
to
eject.
They didn't want to go back to back. Yeah, well, you'd be glad
we
that they
cheated had and still got
some
our
sympathy. Well, as I said it to Anthony, the super producer, all these cameras we have on these games, and it took 24 hours to figure that out?
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
That's New York. Get off your behind. What are you doing? That should have been instantaneous. We saw the whole thing. Both guys ejected. See, my thing, both guys ejected.
Yeah.
But they're gutless. And they all work around the fact that...
Well, I didn't give that credit that I should have, and I'll do it here with you. I mean, the officials are stuck on stupid. How does a guy hit someone in front of your face and you don't throw a flag? But this is my thing. We got folks, and I love everybody we work with.
No, you
we
don't.
We got folks...
No, you don't.
We got no. We don't have to go to break because we don't get to start the Burgundy and Gold every day till at least 4:05
no,
p.m. Eastern
look,
time.
Man,
because I'm in the saddle, don't mean
my
that
producer
changes.
Don't play this. Anthony, hey, this dude, we got to start on time.
I do my
we
best.
Run a tight ship.
I do my best, Linnell.
Yeah,
well, I thought you would. I would be with
Cowboys. My boy Slim over there.
I can't see him. Cowboy B's not.
Cowboy B's
not.
Oh yeah,
he's
Cowboy
out
B smooth, man. I can't wait to see him next week.
We got folks talking about, well, maybe if they would have threw the flag on Amon-Ra, Deron wouldn't have threw the punch. Y'all don't get it. There is a disconnect. And we're all come from different walks of life. So I get it. It should be a disconnect. We shouldn't think the same. It's no damn way. My uncle and my aunt came to every one of my high school games.
Oh, I know.
If I would have pulled some crap like hitting somebody in the face, my uncle would have walked his ass out the stands and dragged me off the field.
This clear. This team has no fear factor of its staff.
Yep.
Whatsoever. They had a lot of tough talk.
No, we cosplay a tough guy. That's what we do.
Yeah.
We are posers.
Yeah. Yeah. But in the end, ain't nobody afraid of them. And that's ever because they're dragging them.
Yeah.
And hopefully that'll change against Miami. Because as soft as the Dolphins are, if they get ripped up by Miami, then them two dudes over on the other side of the glass, they're going to be screaming, hollering, laughing. And because
I'm telling you, if we lose our fifth consecutive, and y'all can see it, I picked up a water bottle.
Whoever's the top.
If we lose our fifth consecutive game by 21 or more points, they're going to have to put me in a straitjacket.
Well, no, we'll be talking about the draft.
Well, no.
I'm going to do a Sheehan and start looking at the projections of the young talent.
Imagine talking about the draft before Thanksgiving. It's incredible.
It's a sad damn shame.
It is.
Yeah, but anyway, I got to go.
Yeah, I know you got to go. Anthony, he's already standing the nose on the glass.
We've got a major production we're working on.
Tomorrow we'll do a little role reversal. You'll catch the DOC from 1 to 4 right
Rooster,
here on the team.
I want some of Rooster love.
Yeah.
Plus, I love working with the Giants. I mean, it's a great – look at his coach has been fired. His coach has been beheaded.
We didn't even get to touch. We didn't get to talk
his
about it much today.
Be it's just,
that's gonna do it. Appreciate Scott Jackson. Thank you to AMAC. The Burgundy and Gold today comes your way next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.